Oklahoma County is considering several options to pay for a new jail, a funding boost for a state program that offers home visits to new parents, and drought conditions are intensifying in the southwest areas of the state. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, September 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma County officials are considering how to pay for a new jail. One option is a potential countywide sales tax. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports the jail will cost more than double what was initially budgeted.
Commissioners say Oklahoma County voters approved a bond issue 2 years ago to build the jail, but the funds won't cover the cost. Officials say the facility will need up to 2,400 beds, but only have the money for 700. They're exploring all options: a county sales tax, increased property taxes, federal funding, and a possible public-private partnership. Commissioner Miles Davidson says elected officials must come together and fund the new jail now, or the feds will come in and force a change.
Or we do nothing and allow DOJ to come in, and then we will see the largest increase in ad valorem taxes in Oklahoma County history, and probably in state history.
And commissioners want to avoid that. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters announced federal funding is coming for student literacy programs and teacher training. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports Walters wants to use Tulsa's programs as a model.
At a news conference, Walters said the federal grant secures almost $60 million over 5 years for school districts across the state. The grant comes after Tulsa Public Schools has implemented science of reading training for its teachers and used data to track literacy rates.
It allows us to implement some of these great programs we've seen here in Tulsa statewide. Struggling districts that have had issues in literacy and reading, we're now going to be able to help them stand up some of these premier programs.
Walters, who first charged TPS with increasing their literacy rates last year, said 25 school districts can apply for the grant money. The superintendent's announcement came after a U.S. Department of Education review revealed more than half of 52 financial management indicators surveyed at four Oklahoma school districts needed immediate action. Walters claimed the audit reviewed districts' performance from 2021 to 2022 while he was State Secretary of Education. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
The State Department of Health has received nearly $8 million in federal funding to expand its maternal, infant, and early childhood home visiting services. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the agency is among 56 awardees receiving support for pregnant women and parents with children up to kindergarten age.
The Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program allows local organizations to provide home visits from nurses, social workers, and other healthcare workers to help families with prenatal care and postpartum support. It also supports things like breastfeeding, safe sleep, early language development, and developmental screening. During the 2023 fiscal year, Oklahoma's home visiting program supported nearly 2,000 participants in Comanche, Oklahoma, and Tulsa counties. Vice President Kamala Harris says this new grant funding from the Department of Health and Human Services will help improve health outcomes, child development, and access to resources across the U.S. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Drought is worsening in Oklahoma, especially in the Southwest. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports conditions have intensified in the past 2 months.
It's been 94 days since the city of Mangum received at least a quarter inch of rain in a single day. The latest drought monitor shows parts of southwestern Oklahoma in extreme drought. Oklahoma's state climatologist Gary McManus says there's a rain shortfall in other parts of the state, too. Although drier weather is typical in late summer, he says some areas are 6 to 8 inches below their normal rainfall amounts for the last 90 days.
When we take that as a whole and then we add the excessive temperatures we've had, that's why we've had the, I would say, quasi-explosive drought development.
He says until the state gets more rain, people should use conservation practices and be aware of wildfire danger. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump.
Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.